The Big Papa Online Network on Blog Talk Radio is on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How you guys? Oh, you've got the video on. Let me put that on. Hold on a second there.
Yeah, I like to see the other guy or girl, you know.
Right.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are yourself?
Doing okay. I had to run home from work to catch you, but here I am. So, how's the weather over there in Germany?
Well, actually, it's pretty warm for winter time. So, I mean, you guys have problems over there, I heard.
Well, we did. Right now, it's okay.
Here, it's pretty cool. I'm not cool. I mean, pretty warm.
I got you. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're ready, we can get rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. Shoot.
Listen to Third Eye Cinema, your source for in-depth discussion of cult cinema and music. Tonight, a man who really gets around, Alex Byrod of Sound Force, Primal Fear, Sinner, and Voodoo Circle on the Big Papa Online Network on Blog Talk Radio. Third Eye Cinema, your source for music and film that matter, cult, underground, independent, and generally falling outside the mainstream corporate boardroom paint-by-numbers bullshit. Tonight we speak of one of the busiest axe slingers in the European metal scene, a founding or long-standing member of and driving force behind numerous major acts such as Primal Fear, Sinner, Voodoo Circle, as well as his own Silent Force. This man has written and performed on more albums than most musicians can lay claim to in a lifetime. After a staggering 7-year silence and nigh-complete reorganization of membership, his primary act, Silent Force, has made a dramatic comeback, with several notable scene veterans in tow. Join us as we speak with guitarist, producer, and bandleader Alex Byrod, only here on Third Eye Cinema. But first, just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, here's Alex and Silent Force getting a bit Yngwie because they're caught in their wicked game. We'll be right back. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema with a special guest tonight, Alex Byrott. Stay tuned.
Cinema of Primal Fiorentina, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
What's up, everybody? This is Mem from Exuma, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Keep it locked, the thrash dial.
Awesome.
This is Lumball from Edenbridge, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Shall I start again? Okay. Hi, everybody. Alex from Atrocity. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Enjoy the day.
Hi, this is Goth Minister. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
To put some echo on that.
Hi, folks. This is Ike Freeze from Dark Age, and you're listening to Third Eye Media. And we are really happy to be on the show, so check out our stuff. See you soon. Oh, sorry.
No, okay.
You want to do it again? I can do it again. Okay. Hi, folks. It's like you're free from Dark Age. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema. We're really happy to be on the show, so check out our stuff and see you soon.
Okay. You want to have an ad? Okay, let's... Hey, folks. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema, and I'm Fabian from The New Black. Keep on rocking.
That works.
Hey there, this is Marcos from Uproos, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema. Enjoy it.
Well, hi there, this is Georg and Thomas from Serenity, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
Hi, this is Udo Dockschneider, the singer of UDO, and you're listening to the show Third Eye Cinema.
Tonight we're talking metal, and we have with us a man who played and continues to play an integral part in several important bands in the German power metal scene. As a founding or long-standing member and driving force behind numerous major acts such as Primal Fear, Sinner, Voodoo Circle, and Silent Force, this man has written and performed on more albums than most musicians can lay claim to in a lifetime. After a staggering 7-year silence and nigh complete reorganization of membership, his primary act, Silent Force, has made one hell of a comeback with several notable scene veterans in tow. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome another major player in the Teutonic power metal scene and an impressive player in his own right, guitarist, producer, and bandleader, Alex Byrott. Alex, welcome to Third Eye Cinema.
Hello. Hey, that was a great introduction. I like it.
The new Silent Force album is incredibly impressive. Bormann, Del Vecchio, and Sinner really seem to have injected some new fire into the band. To my ears, there's literally no comparison between Walk the Earth and Rising from Ashes. It actually feels like two completely different bands. So this brings us to a major point. Why a 7-year layoff only to come back with pretty much an entirely new all-star band here?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. It was basically private reasons. Because I moved from Germany down to the Canary Islands, close to the African coast, and I made some wrong decisions while I was living over there, and I almost lost everything. I lost my money, I lost everything.
Oof.
I really went through some hard private times, and my priority was somewhere else. It was not in Silent Force, right? Then I went through a divorce, and then I joined Primal Fear as a constant member. Toured with them all over the world several times. I joined the Rock Meets Classic cast, where I played with guys like Ian Gillan, Alice Cooper, Paul Rodgers, you name it. And then Voodoo Circle came out and immediately went to the German charts and was pretty successful. So I was really busy with other musical stuff. And that's why it took me a while to come back on my feet, get creative again. And now I have finally... the time, and I felt it is the right time to come up with a new Silent Force album.
Right. So Michael Borman is probably best known for his stint with Bloodbound in 2007's Book of the Dead. I find he has a much more melodic feel here with Silent Force. I mean, he's still got that patented early Rod Stewart by way of John Schlitt rasp, but it feels like a better fit.
Yeah. I mean, I worked with Michael the first time in 1998. We had a band together called The Signet, and actually from The Signet, the first album was a success also in Germany. We toured with Doro all over Europe. And the second album for The Signet never happened because that was the first Silent Force album. And Michael Borman is somehow the original singer of Silent Force. Nobody knows that because we couldn't agree on a musical direction for the second album of The Signet. And so we split. And I said, you know, Michael, let's keep our friendship, but we go separate ways musical-wise.
Right.
And we did. And I started Silent Force with DC Cooper from Pittsburgh as a singer. And now Michael is, I mean, finally, you know, he's back.
So you heard it here first, people. Michael Borman was the original singer of Silent Force.
Absolutely.
I'd almost say that the more relaxed and structured melodic feel of the material here allows him to lay back a bit. And rather than pushing for those high and soaring notes like he's doing with Bloodbound, he gets to show off more of like a mid-range approach and a dynamic range. If, you know, by stepping back a little bit, you let the man strut his stuff.
Yeah, Michael, he's very versatile, is that the right word?
Yeah.
English?
Yes,
it is. Yeah, he can sing, and his range is amazing, that's what I'm trying to say. And I like him the most when he has that Jolin Turner kind of vibrato and distortion in his voice, you know what I'm trying to say? And he really sings on the edge, that's what I always say, that's when he sounds the best.
Right.
And on the album, there are several tracks where he can really show that, and I'm really happy to have him on board. And it was also a very creative time to work on the material, and it's always a pleasure working with him.
Yeah, and I got to say that while I generally tend to lean towards clean singing, Borman seems to give some real fire to the material here that the more like sonata article style vocals of DC Cooper was able to. I imagine it could throw some longtime listeners for a loop, but for my two cents, it's a huge improvement.
Yeah, I agree on that, yeah.
Another major addition to the band is Alessandro Del Vecchio, who played with Eden's Curse on both 2011's Trinity and the 2012 Time to Breathe single, where vocalist Marco Sandrone pretty much dropped in and out of the band in one fell swoop. While keyboards are never overstated or in your face in the mix here, he certainly provides some depth and welcome body to the overall sound, and he has a little bit of like a deep purplish keyboard influence to it.
Oh, actually, he also plays in Voodoo Circle, because I replaced the other keyboard player almost 1 year ago, and I took Alessandro on tour with Voodoo Circle 2 times. And then I said, Alessandro, you have to join Voodoo Circle. I mean, you play with Ian Pace and Glenn Hughes.
Right.
And you are the Hammond player from hell, from Italy, you know. There is no other band on this planet than Deep Purple. You can play, so you have to play with Voodoo Circle. And he joined Voodoo Circle, and that's how I asked him to do the Silent Force thing as well.
Our third all-star acquisition brings us more to the point. How do you and Matt Sinner find the time to co-chair so many bands together?
I have no idea. I also get this question a lot because I play in 4 successful heavy metal hard rock bands. And they're all touring and they're all, almost all of them are touring and they go into the charts. And it is a lot of work. And, Matt... He works a lot on the management for all of these bands. So that makes it easier for me. You know, if I would play in a different band where he's not involved, probably things would collide. You know, timings and schedules would collide, but he's in every band I play with. So that makes it easier.
And just for the listeners, Alex has been a major driver behind Primal Fear since 2010's Live in the USA, Silent Force since the band's inception in 2000, Sinner throughout the 90s and again since 2010, and Voodoo Circle since that band started in 2008, while Matt's taken a major role in Kiska Somerville, Voodoo Circle, and Primal Fear since the beginning, Sinner since 1982, obviously, and now Silent Force as well. And that's only a partial list for both of these guys.
Yeah, pretty busy.
So how do you handle staying inspired and coming up with so much distinct music across so many simultaneous projects and bands with different basic sounds and approaches to European power metal?
Oh, well, I constantly have music in my head, you know. When I drive my car, I get ideas. I record them on my iPhone. And when I'm back, when I'm home later, I sit down and listen to it again, and I write a song. Or sometimes when I'm in bed trying to sleep, I can't sleep, I have some melodies in my head, I get up, I go to my studio, and I start working. So somebody else would maybe take a pill and sleep, you know, a sleeping pill. But I go down to my studio and I start recording and working. Maybe that's the German blood in me, you know.
I know, I'm half German myself. But getting back to the whole thing with you and Matt Sinner, you maintain a level of quality. You know, I wanted to get you guys on Talk Voodoo Circles More Than One Way Home, where you work with Matt and David Redman of Pink Cream 69. The album there went well beyond homage to the point where the average listener could easily think they stumbled across another John Sykes or a Whitesnake record. And Sinner, A Touch of Sin, too, was a re-recording of some out-of-print concert favorites from the early days, but the quality across the board there, again, was quite notable. And then you're handling Primal Fear as an active touring and recording concern as well. That's pretty damn busy for a guy who should be going through like a midlife crisis about now.
Oh, you read my Wikipedia, huh? No, you know, I have my girlfriend, she's 22, so I'm a lucky guy, you know. She keeps me young. Yeah. Well, call it professionalism. If the song is not good enough or it's not the right time or we don't have enough good songs, we won't record an album. And we still invest a lot of money into the production. Of course, everybody nowadays works at home. Right. The technology is very good, so you can make a good record at home with your computer. But we still rent big studios and record the drums over there. With the Sinner album and also with Primal Fear, we even recorded guitars in a recording studio. Get that? It's
wow. Isn't
that amazing? It makes a difference. I mean, we're talking about little details here and there, but we love the little details, and we love to put as much, is it effort in English?
Yeah,
on a production, and we spend the money. We still spend the money on a production. And you can hear that.
Exactly.
And you can hear that. And it is a shame that you can download MP3s from YouTube with a really low quality. And, you know, and I buy equipment. I mean, I have guitars for more than 100,000 euros.
Wow.
That's $150,000.
Right.
Only guitars. And, you know, then people, they download a shitty MP3. So, and they still like it. And I'm like, well, we put a lot of effort and money in all these productions and everything, but somehow, I don't know. You know, you get my point. You know what I
do? I hear that.
But still, we love the quality. We love to put as much heart and professionalism, that's a hard one for the German, and effort on our productions.
Yeah, and it does come across, because seriously, you and Matt, pretty much across the board, everything you touch lately seems to turn to gold. I mean, all of your products have produced some amazingly high-quality material over the last year or so, and your work really stands out, and often, you know, right now especially, generic and overpopulated metal scene.
Yeah, overpopulated.
Yeah. Well,
like,
you know, I'm old enough to have grown up when you had, like, you know, 7 bands in this genre and 8 in that one, and that was it. You know, nobody else got signed, so.
Yeah, I miss that.
Yeah, but, you know, you're quite a guitarist as well. You know, what's interesting about your style is you have this unusually wide range where you can totally nail, like, the more Yngwie-style shredding like you did on Caught in the Wicked Game. But then on the flip side, you actually play with feeling like you do in the Voodoo Circle record. And I noticed that a lot of the kids that are coming out nowadays, they can pull off some approximation of the shred thing, but there aren't too many guys out there that have actual soul and feel to their playing, and it doesn't seem to come from the heart. So that in itself really stands out.
Thank you very much. That's what I'm all about. That's why I started to play guitar. I mean, I grew up with Hendrix and Blackmore, Rory Gallagher, Alvin Lee, Brian May, Tony Iommi, you know, all those guys. And they all have and still have, they had and still have their own sound, you know, their own personality.
Right.
And besides that, also charisma. But I mean, when Brian May plays a guitar solo, you can immediately hear that's
right.
Brian May.
Right, exactly.
And I always wanted to be that guitar player where people say, oh, that's Alex Byron. And that's how I approached guitar playing when I started learning it. Yeah, I love to play with feeling, and I want to touch people in their heart with my guitar playing. I mean, that's what every musician should want to do, right?
Exactly. Should is the operative word there.
Yeah. But and you know, I'm from a time there was no internet and MP3 and teaching DVDs and stuff. I had to listen to the record,
right?
And I had to figure it out myself somehow, and that led me to my own style also.
Yep, it's true.
Because I made mistakes, but from that mistakes I created something new in my own style. And I, yeah, like I'm saying, I always loved or wanted to be a melodic guitar player with a lot of feeling. And you just gave me the biggest compliment, you know. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. I'm a guitarist myself. And, you know, Carlos Santana said that when you start playing off other people's music, and then all of a sudden you're going to start finding you're playing something different. And that's when you got your own voice, and you follow that. That's where you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be copying everybody else all the time. You're supposed to find who you are and put that out there.
Yeah, thanks. And Santana, what an amazing guitar player. Come on, he plays one note, and it's like, oh, my God.
Exactly. He's actually why I picked up the guitar, him and Randy Rhoads. So.
Oh, I saw Randy live.
Did you really?
I saw him live, and that night I decided to become a professional guitarist.
There you go. See?
I was in first row. I had no idea what to expect. It was Def Leppard, Ozzy Osbourne, and Judas Priest, I think. And I was this show, and I knew Ozzy Osbourne, but I never heard an album. It was really in the early days. And so Ozzy Osbourne enters the stage, and there's Randy Rhoads right in front of me, and I'm like, oh my God, what is this? Hello?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and that night I decided to become a professional guitarist. And that night also Rudy Sarzo was on stage. I met him 4 years ago or 5 years ago at the NAMM show in Los Angeles. And I told him that he is somehow responsible that I became a professional musician, right? And we were talking, blah, blah, blah. And it was right before the recordings for the debut album of Voodoo Circle. And I asked him if he would play on one song on the Voodoo Circle album, because that would, for me, it would be amazing, right?
Right.
And he did it. He played on one song on the debut album.
And for those who, obviously, you guys didn't get the visual, he had showed me a Randy Rhoads model Les Paul. So overall, Silent Force Ops are very melodic, you know, big choruses, flashy soloing, 80s LA metal sort of feel, more akin to the likes of like Dokken, Rat, Y&T, or the East Coast Obsession than, say, you know, the Scorpions or Helloween. So calling this album power metal is a bit disingenuous in that respect. You've got to kick it in particular. It sounds like a jam session between Warren Demartini, George Lynch, and Aldo Nova. And you got that positive, you know, don't give me any bullshit, just get up off your ass and go for it message aside. That's not too common nowadays. We kind of need that vibe again.
Aldo Nova, that's cool. I mean, you know what you're talking about. That's cool. I like that. Yeah, because of the technology nowadays, it is so easy to make an album. I hope this won't sound arrogant or anything, but I think there are too many bands out there. They record an album too early.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Or they use the technology too much. And, I mean, every month you have approximately 100 new albums on the hard rock and heavy metal on the album every month.
You know, I talk to the younger guys about this all the time, and they don't understand. It's like, well, they're always like, why didn't this band get signed? Why didn't that band get signed? How come you guys never got out of the basement club circuit? You know, like even my band, how come you guys don't have nothing but recordings from like rehearsals and stuff? Well, it was different then. You really had to luck into it. You had to be good enough. You had to build up enough of a reputation. You had to have A&R guys come see this and say, I want to sign you. You sound different from the other bands we have. That's not the case nowadays. It's like, okay, these guys are decent. They sound like 20 other guys. Let's put them on our roster. And, you know, it's good in one sense because you got a lot of music. But on the other hand, like you say, some of these people just aren't ready for it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Before I recorded my first professional album, I was already 10 years on the road.
Right.
I was playing for 10 years in the clubs here in Germany, actually in the American clubs for the GIs.
Yeah.
I was doing cover 5 hours every night. I was driving the truck. I built the PA system up. I built the backline. I played 5 hours. I teared it all down, and I drove back home again.
Right.
And then I went to school.
Exactly. Yeah.
Honestly. And that's, I went through really hard times because I had this dream and I loved every minute of it. And today it is just too easy.
Yeah.
Right. It is just too easy. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. It's too easy.
And, you know, moving on with the album still, Anytime Anywhere sounds like it drops right off of Kiss's Asylum or something. You know, the backing vocals at the bridge and the pre-chorus, that busy chord progression and active motion throughout it. It sounds very Sinner. You know, it's really nice stuff. So how much influence and input did Matt, Alessandro, and Michael bring to the band? Because the sound and approach here have changed pretty dramatically to my ears, and very much for the better at that, like I was saying. I don't hear too many albums these days where it's hard to narrow it down to 2 or 3 tracks that really stand out from the rest, but this is one of them.
Well, I wrote all the music myself. Michael Borman did all the vocal melodies and lyrics himself, and I sent the files to Alessandro, to Italy, and he put his magic on it. You know, if you have a guy like Alessandro or Matt or also Andre on drums, if you have guys like this in the band, you don't have to tell them what to do.
Right.
It's just let them do, and it will be magic. They know exactly what to do with a song. It's pretty easy, actually. Pretty easy. And I'm very lucky to have these guys in all of my projects and bands.
So any tour plans you want to mention for Silent Force or any of the other two dozen acts you work with outside of that?
Yeah, unfortunately, Silent Force, there's nothing scheduled right now, basically because I'm too busy touring with the other bands. I will go on tour next Monday with Primal Fear for 4 weeks all over Europe. Then I come back. I will be home for 1 week. Then I tour with Alice Cooper and Uriah Heep and Jolyn Turner with the Rock Meets Classic project where I play guitar. I play guitar with Alice Cooper. This is like, wow. This tour is going to take 5 weeks. Then I come back. We'll be home for 2 weeks. And then I go to America with Primal Fear.
Wow.
And then I come back. We'll be home for 4 weeks. And then I go to South America with Primal Fear. Coming back. Festival season with Primal Fear, Brock Power Atlanta with Voodoo Circle, then probably Australia and Japan with Primal Fear, and then it's Christmas. So my year is completely booked, and I'm very, very busy this year.
So do you have anything you'd like to plug, or did you want to point listeners to your website or your Facebook page?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm constantly in Facebook. And I love talking to the fans and write emails with them and everything. So send me a private message and we can chat.
So did you want to give them the site so they can reach you?
Yeah, actually the Facebook page is under my name, Alexander Byrod. And it's written B-E-Y-R-O-D-T.
Yeah, and how about the band page or anything?
It's Silent Force and Voodoo Circle. It's basically the band names. You find it in Facebook. It's pretty easy.
Well, with that, Alex, I'd like to thank you again for joining me here on Third Eye Cinema, and we'd love to have you back to talk to your next project.
Yeah, so talk to you next week, probably.
Right.
All right, cool. There will be a new Primal Fear album this month, released in America, and there will be a new Voodoo Circle next year. Unfortunately, this year it's impossible. But I'm sure we're going to do this again.
I've already heard the Primal Fear album, and it's fantastic, so I will have you guys back on.
Take care.
Cheers. And to close out our interview with Alex, there's another one off Rising from Ashes, because like Third Eye, you can listen to previously aired shows anytime, anywhere. Thanks for joining us tonight. We hope you enjoyed our interview with Alex Pyrock. Next week on Third Eye Cinema, trilogy vocalist Mark Bowles hosts Yngwie Malmsteen, Royal Hunt, Iron Mask, and Ring of Fire. If you'd like to contact us here, comments, suggestions, or you're a filmmaker or musician you'd like to join us on air, email us at thirdeyecinema@hotmail.com, visit our website, thirdeyecinema.wordpress.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/thirdeyecinema. Third Eye Cinema brought to you by the Kapapa Online Network. Part of this or any other Third Eye Cinema broadcast, just visit our website or Facebook page for links to the shows in question. All Blog Talk Radio shows are available for archive listener download at your convenience. Next week.
Hi everyone, this is Mark Bowles from Ring of Fire. You're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
And in 2 weeks.
Hi, this is DC Cooper from Royal Hunt, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
And coming in March.
This is Lambal from Edenbridge, and you're listening to Third Eye Cinema.
See you there.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment, like their first taste of guacamole.
Ew, gross.
And 4% cash back when you take your kids to the museum for the first time.
Whoa, buddy, don't touch that.
No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.